Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good hates, any rapper screaming hates, if he speaks with 50 as a top or privileges, his feet, there's still not one that he won't see, but God loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles before Comedy Bang Bang's weekly live show. Who's staying for Comedy Bang Bang? People, that's what. They are doing a show every Tuesday, but this is Tuesday, August 14th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, not much has happened because the last Doug Loves Movies was taped last night. Let me tell you about my day. I did catch up on episodes of Louie and Breaking Bad, which are better than most movies. I said it. I love movies, but shit, those are good movies. Louie and Breaking Bad. From the corrections department, it's the Never-Ending Story. I know, who cares? Who cares? I sound like I care when we're playing the games, but then once the game's over, I don't need to really hear about it. Now it's time for, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you're playing charades with your friends, and then the next day somebody's like, but that one answer was wrong. You're like, we were fucking playing charades last night, man. Walk away. Or should I say... That was a great sight gag. Pulling the whole mic onto the stage behind me. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is The Bourne Legacy. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I keep thinking I'm getting it wrong. They're all so, all the Bourne movies are so vague because, you know, you can't reveal everything with the title. The Borg Happenstance. I called it Borg now. Now it's Borg. Anyway, I don't know and haven't met Jeremy Renner. The number two movie is The Campaign. I know Zach Galifianakis and I've met Will Ferrell, so watch The Campaign, not Bourne Legacy. This has been Watch This, Not That, name-dropping edition. My friends over at Earwolf, love them at Earwolf. They have two new specials available. First, my buddy James Adomian, who's been on the show numerous times. Almost always as himself. In fact, just one time he wasn't himself, and we're both sorry about that one. You know him as characters like Hugh Hauser and Jesse Ventura. Those are half-assed versions of it. If you want the real shit, Comedy Bang Bang has a debut album from him called Low Hanging Fruit, and it's available by visiting earwolf.com/ James Adomian. Also, my buddy Scott Aukerman just finished his Comedy Bang Bang summer tour, performing his podcast live all over the place with names like Nick Kroll, Matt Besser, James Adomian, the aforementioned, Paul Tompkins, Tim Heidecker, more. All 14 episodes are available for $25 at store.earwolf.com. The prize bag, another thing I was tripping over earlier this evening, is there's so much shit going on that, like, I think I, for once, or not for once, but, you know, we'll go back to the old format of going over it with the guests. From my end, we have a copy of both of my first and my fifth CDs. Oh, I accidentally put two of these in here, Professional Humor Eating, so let me just give one away to the guy sitting next to Jordan. And one of the guests just brought a shirt that he's not that into. It's like, so we'll have to ask him about that. And I brought a Doug Loves Movies shirt, courtesy of Ryan McMenamin, producer of the program and of the shirts. And let's get him out here, guys. Please welcome Allison Rosen, Bald Brian Bishop, Todd Glass, and Rory Scovel.
I'm going right here.
You're right there. Make the gentleman go around.
Doug, did you already do the thing where you explain what all the gifts are? Because mine need explanation.
No, that's why I didn't even drag him out of the bag,
because
everybody brought such crazy shit. Todd brought this shirt that he doesn't like very much.
Could they lower those lights a little bit?
Did you try it on? What are you, Jimmy Dore? Yeah, can we try Jimmy lowering the lights just a tad?
I was at a comedy club with Todd Glass, and I watched him unscrew bulbs, and then I watched people from the club curse him and find more bulbs.
I mean, I agree with Todd. Like, I think we should just do this in pitch darkness, because the listeners, that's all they're getting. See, now everyone that's here for the show live is just like, I could have just listened to this shit
while I
was at work. Now I'm spending my spare time listening to what I could have listened to while I was at work.
I did utilize that to adjust my crotch, so thank you.
I feel better because I'm not thinking about my thighs.
Holy crap, that was... I was getting excited about doing the whole show in the dark. They turn the lights back on. But that was fun for
That's how the listeners listen to it.
That's right, Todd.
Some
listeners are going to be wearing this and listening to it in the future.
Wait, do you mean that, like, listeners at home turn all the lights off and sit in the dark?
Well, they don't
like,
see.
Oh, it's like I'm there.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in my radio. This comes on a radio, right?
That's how people used to listen to the radio.
So that's Todd Glass. He also brought a copy of Live from the George Carlin Room.
Well, let me explain what that CD is if you already have
it. Yeah, if you've got 20 minutes to spare, tell us about it.
Oh, Doug, don't get fresh. I released a CD called that Comedy Central put out, and it's called Thin Pig. But then I made it under a new cover to sell it at comedy clubs. So I bootlegged my own CD. So I'm not scared of them anymore. Let them come at me. I've sold 8.
Okay, so Comedy 20. Central, it's Todd Glass that you want to come after.
Yeah.
To get your
shit, what if they do?
To get your $4.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is. Rory Scovel's here, and he brought a copy of his CD called Dilation.
That's also just Thin Pig. I just have a new... I have a new cover.
Why haven't any of us done that yet? Let's do that. Let's each do each other's material and record it and put it out as an album. Doug Benson doing Thin Pig.
That's a great
idea. I'll just
do
Thin Pig from start to finish, my version of it, and then we'll put it out and we'll split the profits.
That is a good idea. You know what I could do?
Is that because
I wouldn't
you
be doing an impression of you, Todd. I'd do it my way. Like, first
what
of all,
Frank
material.
nine CDs sold. 9 CDs now. Or jokes like that. You just sold one.
Or 7.
This is a great idea.
Someone returned it.
Doug.
Someone returned an MP3.
Doug, this is a great idea. Can I do you?
You do my
I'll
album?
Do your material. I'll do you. Yeah.
Sure.
Doug Loves Movies.
That came alive for the listeners at home.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, he was doing the long pause that happens. Because I never get, the applause always ends before I reach into the bag and pull out what I'm going to say, even though what I'm going to say is the same thing every week.
What I
hey,
liked
Todd
about,
Glass. My name is Doug.
What I liked about what you said was, you don't have to do an impersonation. It would just be cool to see someone's version of somebody else, right?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what you're saying?
You could throw in new tags and stuff.
I could do Brian Regan.
I'd love it if it was unannounced.
That's just trading up. That's just getting somebody's materials better than yours.
How dare you? You're controversial.
I think of us as the same, you and me. Except for all the differences.
Remember, we did the same joke, but we agreed. But we probably had the most amicable agreement. Doug was doing a joke, and we're both silly, so none of us thought you'd... We just knew we both thought of it. And the joke was, I used to go to people in the audience, but I really... So I can do impersonations. I don't do it with famous people, but I do them with people in the audience. And then I would go, I'll
tell
them
the bit. Are you about to do some crowd work?
He always does it by
What's your name, sir, with the baseball? What's your name?
No, you're right. I was going a little long. So then I ask him to count. I'm going to finish.
Ask that guy right there.
Well, I say count to five and don't try to not do a funny voice. I really sold it well. And then no matter what they did, they'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'd be like, I go, that's how you sound. You don't know it because you don't like the way you sound. Doug told me he did the same bit. He goes, you do a bit like that? I go, yeah. So you know how we agreed? No other comedians have ever come to this easy of an agreement. We both went, you want to both do it? He goes, yeah. And that's what we did. You really liked that story. They would have liked it more if you looked like you liked it a little. As a matter of fact, I think they got nervous you didn't like it. They were like, Doug doesn't like it. Doug wasn't crazy about that banter.
No, I was just thinking of this thing I'm about to say. Some improvisers are yes and, but you are yes but.
Thank you, in a way.
You go along with what was happening, but then it's all yours.
I didn't know there was going to be philosophy on this podcast.
There's a copy of the Gray right here on this desk right now. Did you bring this, Brian?
I did. We gave a few copies of those away on the film vault, and we had one left over. So, new copy of the Gray.
Blue yeah, one. A lot of podcasts are represented up here tonight. Of course, the Adam Carolla podcast, of which Allison and Brian are members. Sure. And so we've got Adam Carolla. What am I getting? I don't know what that is. We got a Adam Carolla hat and an Adam Carolla podcast DVD. And what else, Allison, what did you bring?
A copy of a magazine I don't want, but I signed it and drew some ducks on it. And a book by Alex from Real Housewives of New York, because she was on my show when I lived in New York, and she brought an extra copy and signed it, and I was going to give it to a viewer, but forgot.
This?
Yeah. Hello.
Big Little Kids, Big City?
Put it on eBay.
That sounds like...
It's not just
a visiting pedophile's guidebook. All right, let's see. I'm on 23rd and Lex.
Yeah.
All right. So
he's got it dog-eared.
Got a bald Brian T-shirt and that. I wanted to get that magazine out because I'm dying to see those ducks. You got me excited about the ducks. Oh yeah, there's
see, there's
duckies.
A big one, and then they're being followed by littler ones.
Yeah, and they're all on Kristen Stewart's shoulder.
She might be surrounded by ducks. Yeah. You don't know. And I also brought a T-shirt that I don't want anymore, and a T-shirt that maybe someone else will want, which is an Allison Rosen is your new best friend. That's my podcast T-shirt, that's a collector's item actually, because I don't think people know that I have those. I mean, I haven't. It's not like. Let me rephrase. I have not put the word out that these exist.
I'd like to see you wear that shirt like to Disneyland or somewhere. Just walk around
okay.
all day with your own shirt on.
I feel like people like when you do that.
Do they?
No, not at all.
Is that bad?
I don't know. Do you do that?
No.
Is this a Todd Glass Henley?
No, I wouldn't wear it. I mean, a shirt, my own shirt from like a shirt that I would sell or something. Mm-hmm. But not. I don't have any, but no, I wouldn't do that.
Let me ask you this,
Todd. Would
you
do that?
Todd,
yeah.
Let me
you
ask
you. Wear your own shirt.
Todd, yes. Can I ask it?
No, I meant I would.
Maybe I could jump in.
I like to be agreeable.
You switch it?
No, I would. I didn't want to.
I'm kidding. I would never
I have
do
something.
That.
Shut up. You think I don't know that?
Let's talk movies.
I'm listening.
I got a movie thing.
Oh, what did you want to ask me?
Do you know what movies are?
Yes.
I like how you were a little offended by that. Like, yes, of course I know what those are.
I tried to think.
We work in slow, like a 60 Minutes interview. And then, have you seen one lately?
You know, I was trying to think of that coming out here.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, you just did ask me to do it a little while ago, right?
Well, yeah, but you don't like have to see a movie to be on. Yeah. But I just find it fascinating how few movies you see.
I'm not proud of it. I'm
There's
not proud
no reason
of it.
To be proud of it or ashamed of it. It's well, just I, weird.
Do you know how to find them or what's why? The worst one.
I know. I couldn't get a good one. No, like that was. I don't know why. It just seems like a lot of work. You know, I've, for me.
Oh,
like
for
I
anyone listening at home,
it.
Todd sometimes hits me.
Yeah, right. I just
I make
hit
sure
him
they get
now.
The full effect of it.
Yeah, no. The listeners had no idea he was hitting you because neither of you even bothered to tap a microphone when you did it.
The last movie that I saw, I think. And
fake,
I, by
fake
way,
hit
you,
me, Allison.
God damn it, Doug.
There you go.
Are you okay?
Oh, that's a way to do it.
I do.
Do you have a towel for real?
In case I sweat, yeah.
I love that.
Well,
I saw you burying your face in that backstage, and I thought maybe there was like some kind of smelling salts happening
there is.
Or something.
There is.
Is it a towel full of bath salts?
No, it's just because I sweat.
Rory's face looks delicious tonight, by the way.
You know what's almost as effective as bringing a towel on stage? It's not wearing a black long sleeve shirt.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to be picked on by
Paul
everybody.
Brian. Shut up and slam.
Take it. You shut up and take it, freak.
Hit Rory.
You're just. No, I do. Well, no, the shirt's actually pretty light. But I sweat a lot. I mean, it's not like anyone could sit in this room and think that's odd that I would sweat here. Has no one ever seen John Panette perform? This is, you know. This is you have that.
Or any black guy?
I don't. I think there's some
black
people.
Dudes always have a towel on the stool.
That guy bought a whole box of Krispy Kremes.
Oh,
holy shit! Oh, by the way, Doug,
why would you do that?
You're gonna love this idea. I did this once. I wanted to go to Krispy Kremes. I'll make this quick and get them to give me donuts without the cream. But I couldn't get them to do it because I had an idea and I did it, and it's fucking crazy sick good. So then I got these cream-filled donuts, and then I took vanilla ice cream, put it in like a hefty plastic bag, not a trash bag, but like a Ziploc bag, poked a hole in the bottom, and then squeezed ice cream into the fucking donuts, and then froze it. Shut. Yes. It's because inside it's like whipped cream, basically. So it's like ice cream with whipped cream, and then you eat it. It's like good ice cream cake.
I love that. I love that you got an applause break for that.
Well, it's that good.
Ice cream donut.
Because it's easy and no one thought about it. I am opening up a place.
All the best ideas are something no one thought about.
Can he bring one of those up to me? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. I think he brought it like as a name tag to get selected later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't
want
to.
But you can just have a donut if you want. Is it your name tag or did you just bring donuts?
I just brought donuts.
He just brought donuts.
That's so nice.
Randomly.
What's your name? Let me.
I'm sure they're safe. Have two.
Let me.
Todd's reaction looking at the donuts, he goes, God damn. Do you know you said that?
Oh, did I really?
God, this guy was starting to creep me out a little bit, Todd, so I told him he couldn't come back again. And now this time, that guy that gave you the donuts. And now, look at that with the hat and the fake mustache. I'm not falling for it. And I'm not going to eat your poison donuts.
No, would you honestly...
Get out of here, you evil queen. And next time, bring a healthier apple.
Let me plug his donut shop. What if I was so dumb I didn't know? I go, let me
you
see.
You are.
Krispy Kreme. Ah, there you go. Give that place a plug. Would you really not eat one of these? I think you're lying, right?
I don't. I'm not going to have one. But,
you eat. You
but that's
eat,
not why. That's not why.
Oh, yeah, because you eat food people bring you, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I just try, you know, I if I'm going to get calories I don't need, I want them to be in a donut full of weed, not just a regular donut.
There you go. Do you know how many of these I can eat? I know how, because I did it.
What?
I was at a comedy club.
Are you hungry for games?
No.
What do I have to guess? How many donuts?
I was at a comedy club, and I said I love Krispy Kremes. I usually have two, which does nothing for me at all. Just like I need...
You don't even get a buzz?
No, I need one. One I may as well not have. It's just like non-existent. Two, eh... it's like Egg McMuffins. Three is where I reach my peak, but where I get happy. So she goes, how many could you eat? I said, till I was... I don't want to eat them till I'm stuffed and feel gross. That's not my goal. Just till I go, you know what? I don't want any more. 11.
Impressive.
And I swear to you, this is true. Everyone made fun of me at the comedy club. I went, you know, that's like... Now, I'm not saying this is good. I go, that's like one thick piece of cheesecake... At the Cheesecake Factory, they're going, no, it is. And I go, yeah, I'm not saying that's good either, but it's not as a gluttonous as it looks. So guess what? Back to fucking Krispy Kreme I went. I got a dozen donuts and mushed them into one piece of cake. And they were all, in all fairness, they were like, hey, I guess you're right. I mean, that if you can't do it, if it doesn't do it, so.
Of course they agreed with you. You're psycho enough to go buy donuts and do that. Yes, no, that does. Don't we all agree? That does look like it's the same.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
When
well,
he goes,
you gotta go.
When he goes back, they're all warning each other. This one goes to 11. Back to movies. Brian, have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I saw
while
a great...
Todd's thinking about it.
I saw a great documentary yesterday called Searching for Sugar Man.
Oh, yeah. What's
really
his name?
Good.
Ebert lost his mind over that movie.
And his jaw. Too soon.
I thought you said his job. I was like, he was fired for his Sugarman review?
Yeah. I can make cancer jokes. It's a funny documentary. It's a funny documentary. No, it's not funny at all. It's really good. It's sort of like a... the Winnebago Man or Shut Up Little Man, sort of like a viral thing before the internet was around, like how this guy, this obscure artist, musician, became super popular in South Africa. Kind of a whodunit, where is he now? Is he still alive?
Yeah, yeah, and does he even know how popular he is in another country?
It's really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah, would not be surprised up or not.
Yeah. Todd, that reminds me, you're huge in Indonesia. I've been meaning to tell you that.
That's what you tell people. Remember David Hasselhoff? When I was younger, they used to go, he's big in Germany. I called. They go, no, we don't even know who he is. Is that what he's telling everybody? Yeah, he says he's huge.
He just drunk dialed one person.
Germany.
By the way, when I ate 11
Germany
donuts...
section of Epcot. What?
Sorry. When I ate 11 donuts, I just thought of telling you that because I just had a creamful one. It wasn't any... It was just regular glaze, not like...
Did you say creamful?
Cream-filled.
Oh. I want creamful to be a description.
Give me one of them creamful donuts.
Creamful.
That was really good.
Creamful one.
Did you
well,
see a
that's
movie?
How your voice has to be.
I'll take the creamful one.
Okay, donut lady.
Your voice checks out.
Because it's in a donut.
Why do I need a receipt for a donut? Rory.
Yes.
Movies? Seen any?
I recently saw The Dark Knight Rises a second time.
Ooh.
And I think it's a lot better the second time.
For reals?
And it's way better in IMAX. And I also saw The Lincoln Lawyer.
Finally. Way to change
Finally.
The subject.
Finally saw
you went
it.
From one hot film to the next. I gotta tell you, I haven't loved all of his movies lately, but McConaughey's in the fucking zone.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing some good acting in movies that are of varying degrees of success. Like, he's great in Killer Joe, but it is also fucking horrifying to sit through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like him.
Unless you really love the violent degradation of a lady, then Killer Joe is for
I'm
you.
I'm on board.
Allison is in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of a movie I saw.
Oh, okay.
But I swear to you, I'm being honest. Like, I'm afraid you want other people, especially here, this audience, for some reason, I want them to not think that a movie I like, they didn't like. So
I'm tired of people just answering questions. I love the way you ramp up to things.
You do. Why?
I love it.
You do.
I love it. Yeah, if you have a yes or no, I'm going to slap you across the face. But if you do 10 minutes on it before getting to the fucking... You're not even going to get to the point you were trying to make.
I saw
I
Adam Sandler's
anything.
Movie.
Okay, you got there.
I saw Adam Sandler's movie. Yeah. What was the name of it again? The new one? The one that just came
yes.
out?
Yes. Why? When you only see one movie every 5 years, yeah. Why bother remember well, it was, what it's called?
And I...
it's called Grandma's Panties. Panties. You're laughing at it like, that's silly.
That's not the name of it.
No.
That was
what was
earnest.
It about? Tell us what it was about.
Everybody knows what it was about. I'm not
But
stupid.
What was it about to you? And then tell us what magazines you read.
I don't read magazines, but not because...
Oh, okay. You're going to dodge my hard questions? Trying to get to the bottom of this time.
I don't read magazines. I saw...
Seriously, movies. Let's talk about...
I saw Adam Sandler's
what
movie.
What happens in it?
Everybody... It's what I forget the name of the movie.
He was a wedding singer?
Wedding, no. The one that...
You're treating me
like a water boy.
He has a love child in high school.
Could you imagine if he had just seen Pelican Brief? What's it about? You know, it's laws.
No, I thought you were asking me to see if I retained it, and I do.
I don't care if you retained it or not. I just want to know which movie we're talking about.
I forget
about.
The name of it.
And
somebody
if you
knows
say
it.
What it's about, what happens in
That's
it?
That's my boy.
The one with
Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Of course.
I don't. I'm
That's
afraid.
All you had to say to narrow down all of his movies to one movie.
Oh come
the
on.
The one with Andy Samberg.
You don't think everybody in here? If I said I just saw it, I meant.
Well, you might have just seen Jack and Jill.
In the theater. In the theater.
You went into a motion picture theater.
Yes.
And watched it.
Yes.
All the way through.
Mm-hmm. And I just heard a lot of bad reviews came out about it. And then I thought, oh. Well, I just that day, someone told me that it got really shit
was
on.
Was anyone
so,
in that
So, but
theater?
What is it about? Like, what is the story?
Do you really not know?
I do not know. I'm dying to know.
I don't know if you're being honest, but this kid in high school.
I know what it's about.
I would love to. I would love to follow you into a theater and just, no one's there, and just watch you watch a movie. There's no way, if there's no one in the theater, you don't get up and pace a little bit and sit back down, go over to the movie screen
push-ups.
And be like, kind of dim it.
I'm actually...
Change a couple of bulbs.
Yeah.
No, movie theaters get it. That's what gets me fucking angry about
comedy
clubs.
They have to get it.
How come
you can't leave the lights on.
Well, comedy clubs do. Oh my God, I can't believe you, Rory. They get it. They don't have to get it. You could go, you know what sucks? You go to a movie theater and they don't have the double doors and the light cap. If they get it, that people want to see a movie in the fucking dark and they don't want to see doors open up, why can't comedy clubs? That's my point. And also, Matt, would you go to a movie theater if they go... Yeah, they've served.
It was only five people, by the way.
It's five people to get it. The masses never get it.
Oh, and what about elevators?
Hold on, one more thing.
Like the stairs are broken and you have to take the elevator?
Hey, I'll tell you, you know.
No respect.
How badly do you want to eat another one?
Oh, so here's the thing about movies. No, a lot of times I don't pace. If a movie's good, I love the whole experience. And then every time I see a movie that I like going out. It's like you get out of the real world and you're in this room and you have this great experience. I think I'm going to start fucking seeing movies more. I do like it, but it doesn't happen.
You've probably done it like a dozen times in your life or 40?
Probably more than that, but
52?
Okay, I'll go with that.
What's the last movie that you remember having that response to?
That you got psyched about more movies. Like, I'm going to go see more movies. Was it Avatar?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Okay. What other movies made you feel like that's my boy?
Hey, I did get a lot of laughs out of That's My Boy. I'm not saying it's going to go down as my all-time favorite movie, but I was like through it. I went, I got a fucking lot of laughs. And don't tell me there's not one motherfucker in here that doesn't agree. There has to be one person.
You know what? I am going to chime in here. There is one person, and they've also only seen two movies.
Have you been in the movies lately?
It was Parent Trap or That's My Boy. I like them both. I don't know.
Which Parent Trap, though? Seriously.
The original.
Oh, that's
well, that one's
pretty
a classic.
Now I'm doubting maybe there wasn't one person, but what are you going to do?
Allison, real quick, any movies lately, or did we already ask you that?
Why do you ask? You know what? Since the Colorado thing, I have not been to a theater, and I've been feeling like I know that I'm going to start feeling nervous in a theater, and I know I have to get past that. But it is something that I'm worried about. I'm worried about being worried about it. But this is sort of like saying, after the surgery, will I still be able to play the piano? Did you play the piano before the surgery?
No.
Like, I didn't go to movies that much before either. But I really haven't been going since
you
Colorado.
You already were somebody that needed to have, like, only the wall to your back kind of person and not a huge crowd around you. And
I am delightful and easygoing, so I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, I... No, I'm not... Yeah, no. Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
Yeah, so I could see that.
I have trouble blocking off 2 hours or whatever, or let's say a whole movie experience with the line and with everything and the trailers and all that. It's like 3 hours. I have trouble saying, I'm going to do this for 3 hours. But instead, I sit home and I check Twitter. So it's not how I get anything done.
Yeah.
But I'm weirdly like protective of those chunks of time.
Yeah.
But I do want to see Moonrise Kingdom, which I keep thinking is called Moonlight Serenade. I don't know what that is. But I really want to see
That's
Moonrise
a song,
Kingdom.
I think, or
well, there's
or a dance.
Moonlight Sonata.
Okay.
It's by Kesha.
Moonlight Sonata Party.
The S is just a dollar sign.
Oh, Kesha!
Yeah.
knowing who my guests were tonight, I wrote down on this piece of paper, since I don't think this will go quickly, let's get right into the Leonard Maltin game. I was supposed to say that about 15 minutes ago. So we're a little behind it, so we'll see what happens.
Super Troopers.
We'll figure it out as we go. Okay, Todd.
Wait, I can name that
Todd has negative one for his pre-guess. But this is the part where everybody takes out their name tags, those that brought name tags, and you guys physically get up. It gets a little brighter in here, Todd. I hope you're okay with that. And just physically get up and go select the name tag you want to play for and bring it back to your seat. Unless, and Todd, you have the option of just scribbling this gentleman's name on the side of the box of Krispy Kremes if you're that into those. What's your name?
You don't want to be picked?
He doesn't even want to be picked.
Oh,
so go pick somebody. Go pick somebody.
I have to walk in there?
Yeah. Good luck. Do you want me to assign a Sherpa to you?
I don't
want to
go far.
Oh, you gotta do that if it says Todd on a dollar bill. Allison's looking for. She wants to play for somebody who's a fan of her work. Brian's getting some cookies or something.
Always go for something edible.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Or consumable.
Hey, there's a guy.
All right,
with
looks like everybody has something. Oh, Allison really scored. She's got a.
I think it's a triceratops. Yeah.
That's called Jenny.
Excuse me.
Jen.
I think it's a stegosaurus.
Jen the stegosaurus.
Jen is nodding. It's a stegosaurus.
Jen is my favorite stegosaurus in the Land Before Time movies.
How do you guys not sweat? I don't fucking get it. Like, I've been looking at everybody. I go, there's no way. I know there's probably one other person here.
You got to pick one of two things, Todd, bald or beard, and then you'll be fine.
Why, does that help you?
That's not the secret at all.
All right.
But it is what the three of us have in common.
Four.
Where's your beard?
I've always liked that wig you wear.
That's not what I was talking about.
Todd's playing for Todd.
Hey. Oh, is that his name?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, I thought that was my name. I mean, it is.
You thought that was your name?
You know what I mean.
It is your name. It is his name.
That's
a dollar.
But that's coincidentally his name, too.
And you can spend that later, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
Like
Don't keep
Todd
it just because it has your name on it.
That was a bribe. Do you accept bribes in this show?
It's just a dollar.
It's both your names.
The guy gave him a whole box of...
Off mic, Todd wants to know, is that his name or his name? Todd, it's his name and it's your name.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought from the beginning. I did. I swear to God, it's what I thought.
Sometimes I eat 19 donuts and I make them into a cake.
You know what? You can make any. I know I'm not dumb. I'm not gonna even play that card. Like, oh, I'm so dizzy. I'm not.
The guy, Todd. I'm sorry we keep screwing with you. The dude's name is George, for George Washington.
There you go.
Who's on the dollar?
I
That's
know.
Why. And Doug, who are you playing for, fans. Rory?
I'm playing for Brooke.
And she brought a little...
little horse. It's hard to know who to pick.
It's hard to know what... Like, do people just go by their knick-knack shelf on the way out and go,
Brooke,
I've been looking
from?
At this thing for too long.
That's what
I'll
I did with my
I'll just put my
gift.
Name on it. What?
The rag I'm using to wipe my face has icing all over it.
Todd, this is rock bottom.
Who are you playing for, Brian?
Playing for a guy named Mark who brought some Tim Tams, which are chocolate wafers, and the M in Tim Tams spells out Mark.
All right, I hope you win, and I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Can we
and
eat those?
Todd would like us to bring the lights down, how to be a millionaire style. How to be a millionaire with Meredith Vieira. Well, first get on the Today Show.
It's just her giving instructions every episode.
Yeah, how to be
Start
a millionaire.
Start off on The View.
Here's some millionaire tips from Meredith Vieira. All right. Did the lights go down a little bit, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, that's even better.
Todd, that's not just
that's
you lapsing
delightful.
Into a sugar coma.
I like it with the lights down this low.
The only thing good about this heat is, I swear to you, I would have eaten three more of these, but in the heat, it's hard to, like, you feel gross. Like, I'm boiling hot, I'm sweating, but I'm still putting sugar in my body. But if it was freezing cold in here, God damn it.
I want to eat one, too.
I just love walking around in these hot days, just noticing how no one's fat.
I know.
Because they're all like you, Todd.
Really emphasizes how in shape everyone is.
Well, you know what? If I was outside, I'd be okay sweating. Because if I was running, you know, because I'd have clothes on to sweat with.
That's why you always chase people. Because then it explains the sweating. You don't worry about explaining the chasing.
I just wanted to get you.
To cover up the numbers.
For the audience that isn't here, Todd is drenched in sweat.
Not yet. I don't think it's broken my shirt, but it's close.
Since I want Brian to win, we'll start with him. And
oh, thank you.
I resent that.
Well, then we'll go to Allison.
Okay.
And then Todd and Rory, because Todd and Rory are a little shakier on how the game is played. And even if they knew exactly how it was played, it would be tough to beat Brian. So don't
say that. I'm 0 for 2 in this game.
Don't beat yourself up. And
yeah,
Allison's won.
Let's not forget
won.
That I beat Brian, and I'm terrible.
Yeah, Allison has won.
That's right. Thank you. And
she's
I won
terrible.
Honestly.
Let's not forget that she's terrible.
I don't think
Allison Rosen is terrible.
There is no way you're as bad as Todd. I mean, he didn't know what he's seen.
I know. I'm just lowering expectations, but I think you're right.
I think Todd scored a point when we played in Vegas. I think you made somebody else.
Well, you know that going into it. It's not like I come and we know that that's, you know.
But don't you have categories about donuts?
Even if we did, how would that? Todd has seen 12 and a half movies.
You're right.
And he paced through most of them. Because if you were in the theater alone, you wouldn't stay in your seat.
No, I do the majority
You'd
of the time.
You'd run up and down the stairs.
No, unless the movie, if it's bad, I just leave.
You've been to enough to know a bad one when it happens and walk out?
Movies I don't like, of course.
Okay. I'd like to know what one of those
was. I just sit through every movie?
I wish you could tell me what one of those was.
Yeah. I think I do remember.
Okay. We'll get back to it. When you think of it, blur it out. Who knows? It might be the answer. Even a monkey in a typewriter is going to write Shakespeare. Right. No, it isn't.
I like how I agreed to you said, no, it's not. Then I changed. I went, oh.
No. Okay, Brian, you get to pick from these three categories. Would you like at Rapid Tapioca suggested Dunzo Washington, and that's movies where Denzel Washington dies. Or... it's Mila Kunis' birthday today. Mila Kunis is celebrating a birthday, so the films of Mila Kunis. You know who that is, right, Todd?
No.
She used to be married to Ashton Kutcher.
No, she didn't.
And then the third option is movie Todd Glass had something to do with.
Todd's looking at you like, really?
Is that a real one?
Mm-hmm. I don't think Brian's going to pick it,
no.
But it would sure be fun to see it happen.
The Denzel one is clever. Let's do that one.
Okay.
The other ones are totally stupid.
No, someone sent it in, though.
I'll put the Todd one in the mix every round, so it'll get played, because that's got to happen. We can't walk out of here without reading a movie to Todd that he had something to do with and seeing whether or not he knows what it is. Are you running through titles of movies you had something to do with in your head right now?
Yeah, because there's one I got cut out
of. Yeah.
I think there's one I know.
Yeah, okay.
There's only two.
Brian, this movie where Denzel Washington dies gets 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. It's from 1998. He says about this movie that it takes much too long to get where it's going, and the finale subverts the film's own ground rules. So this is a movie with ground rules in which Denzel Washington dies and Leonard lists 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Triple B.
Well, let's go 6.
That's a smart opening bid. Come to Allison.
And then I say what I can name it in, or I say name that movie.
Those are your options?
5.
The lower names. 5, she says, Todd. So now you have to bid less names. Pick up your mic, put down the donut, and pick up the microphone. You have to say less than 5 names? 5?
I said 5, yeah.
You have to say I can name it 4 names?
What do I do?
Or you have to say to her, name it, and she'll get to hear the names, and she'll try to name it. Which one? Okay. And if she fails to name it, you'll get a point.
I'm gonna. May as well say name it.
Sure. From where you're sitting, of course. There's no way you'll know what this is. No way. I bet $1 million.
She won't know.
I'm just saying, when we get to it, once I say it is, then you agree with me that there's no way you would have known what this was.
Just agree now.
No, probably not.
It's no probably. This is a slam.
Well, it's hard to say. I absolutely... No, I won't, I guess.
All right, here's your five names. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Joy. Gabriel Cassius, something like that. I don't care. Elias Koteas. The great Elias Koteas. Yeah, some kind of wonderful. Always kind of looks like Robert De Niro. James Gandolfini. And M. Beth Davids. D-A-V-I-D-T-Z, Davids.
Wow.
I think she goes out with...
And they're all in this movie.
Oh, is that how
it works? Movie's got that many people?
You know what? Wait till I'm talking about something I'm better at.
Yeah.
And I treat you people this way.
There is
something, by the way. This is how anybody looks when they don't know about something.
Creating desserts. You rock.
What year is this from?
It's from 1998.
Todd, you're sweating.
And he's good.
Well,
and he's about to get a point, I think.
I know. I've been bit by my own snake. I don't know.
Can you think of any movie where Denzel Washington dies and just blurt it out and might be the one?
No.
Where Denzel Washington dies? Oh, I know.
Yeah?
Do I say it?
Yeah.
It's a movie where...
Are you thinking Malcolm X?
No, he was a cop with...
Oh, yeah, Malcolm X.
No, he was a cop with...
Training Day?
Training Day.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are pretty good at this.
See, it shows I'm trying.
The movie's called Fallen.
Oh. Fallen.
No, I knew that wasn't
Fallen.
It.
Fallen.
I just said that was a movie
know,
where he
but
died.
Have you ever heard of Fallen?
I think I did.
Well, you get a point, Todd. Todd's on the board.
That's right, motherfuckers.
He's winning money for George.
Gosh, that in your face.
He's winning for George. All right.
Congratulations, Todd. Wholly deserved.
Thank you. Wholly deserved.
This time we start with Rory and go towards Todd. We change the order. So, Rory, you get to choose between movie Todd Glass had something to do with, or...
big waft of donut this that? Way. Are you smelling that?
Ever Dark Moon suggested Bottomless Pit, which is movies where Brad Pitt eats... And in theaters now, that's movies that are in theaters now. So which one of those would you like to play, Rory?
Brad Pitt.
Okay. Bottomless Pit. This Brad Pitt movie is from 2005. Leonard gives it 3 stars. And he says that this movie is sexy. And he also says that it has a dynamic score by John Powell.
Sounds about right.
And he lists 9 names. He lists 9 names. How many names do you think you get in, Rory Scovel?
You said there's a total of 9?
9 names.
I can do it in 6.
He says 6, Todd.
Can you do it?
You're asking me? Use your microphone voice.
Saying it to myself, can he do it? Tried to change the tone there, make it look sense. Can he do it? Like,
so you
I
could
said it first.
So you could say to him, name that movie, and he'll get 6 out of 9 names.
No, he doesn't know it.
Suit asking him to name it?
Yeah. Kay. I'm slowly proving that no one's that much different than me on this panel so far. Except I'm honest.
I think it would take you
That's not it. That's
well, once didn't shut me the fuck up and tell me what the goddamn movie is.
So you're saying you know 2 movies, but if we don't know all of them, we're just as dumb.
It doesn't look good, let's put it that way, for you. You know, if there's like a little kid in the audience and he didn't fathom what you're saying, all that, he would just go, Daddy, those guys didn't know any more than him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. A child would think that.
That's my point. They're the demographics. They're the young listeners.
All right, Rory, here's your six names.
Oh, man.
If you don't get this, Todd wins.
I know.
Todd wins the whole thing.
Will you win with 2 points?
Yeah. We're 1 minute away from the show being over.
Am I going to get to play?
It's not looking good, Brian. So hang in there. Keep getting those treatments because I want to have you on again.
I missed one tonight to be here.
Oh, no. And he didn't get to play.
See, that's commitment, folks.
Is that true?
Is it true you're just sick because it's a funny joke?
Hopefully the clinic's still open after that.
Oh, God. Okay. Six names you get, Rory. Michelle Monaghan, Rachel Hurley, Chris Weitz, Keith David, Kerry Washington, and Adam Brody are your six names. And Brad Pitt eats in this movie that is...
What was the year?
Sexy and has a dynamic score. 2005.
Can you use the...
Todd is so excited when he knows something. No, I can't use the title in a sentence, Meet Joe Black.
No, that wasn't 2005. That was a lot older ago. I don't think I know it.
He does Todd, eat at that movie because they're in. They're having the big ball in the backyard.
I think
I might know it, and I bet I'm wrong. Can I double down on getting it wrong? Here we go.
I'll be so happy if you're wrong.
Is it that?
He's wrong.
Is it that Coen Brothers vehicle?
Oh, Burn After Reading.
Burn After Notice. Burn After Noticing.
Burn After Netflixing. Don't bother returning. No, the film is called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Thank you.
And Todd Glass is our winner. Fuck!
That's not really true.
It really is true. You won, Todd.
But did you make that happen?
I didn't make it happen. Nobody even picked Todd Glass category. Todd, what do you think the movie was that you were involved with that I chose?
Hold on, I had it in my head a minute ago. Hold on. There's only one. Hold on.
Hold on.
Shit.
No way.
Just be quiet for 1 second.
Okay, everybody be quiet.
Marmaduke.
That's correct, Marmaduke. It's like you won a bonus round or something.
Yes. We just gave you an applause for knowing a movie you've been in.
You know what? I deserve it.
What was your character's name?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of animal you were?
I don't remember. I remember being in a booth sweating and hoping I never had to do anything again.
Turn these lights down.
It was so bad.
You make me
nervous.
Feel like an animal in here. George, come on down and get your prizes, George.
How about that? That's fucking crazy. I should jam that donut right in your mouth, you son of a bitch. I get all cocky.
There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Move along.
No, shut up. Move along. What are you, an old-timey cop?
We're going over.
Move along.
Yeah, yeah. The guy looked like he was going to tell us the story.
Can we open these up?
I don't see why not. Mark,
go ahead.
Mark, is that cool?
Thank you.
We need Mark and Brooke and who'd you play for, Allison?
I play for Jenna. Jen.
We need all three of them to come write down a shithead for me to say at the end of the show. Oh, you got it on your phone. That's fun.
Okay, sorry.
That's a good one. Here, you guys can write it down right there.
So fucking sorry.
And take back your...
Mark, I'm sorry.
They're not
going to
kill him, are they? I didn't know the fucking movie. You at home are like...
Seriously? I could make these cookies a hit if I had a big show. Like, if I was Howard Stern and I liked these cookies, the whole fucking world would like them the next day. These are really good.
It's too bad that's never going to happen.
Tim Tams. I don't know.
Can I use your towel as a napkin?
On your hands, you can.
You guys, be sure to check out the podcast Todd and Todd Eat Snacks, where Todd eats snacks by himself and
waxes
poetic about them.
I like these Tim Tams. If you're listening... Me and the crew.
Hey, Allison, look this way, Allison. There you go.
That's a beautiful shot.
That's a beautiful shot.
You know what I do once a day? I just let myself gorge.
That time is right now.
Yeah, now till
3 in
the morning.
It has to happen at 8:15. Is it really 8:15?
Those are really good. Are they from Canada?
It's like 8:16.
Yes, obviously. Tim Tam, come on. It's all right there in the title. Tim Tam.
So, Bald Brian was here.
Sounds
I'm
like
sorry you didn't get to play more, Brian,
it
but I really enjoy...
It sounds like a cookie Regis Philbin would talk like, they're Tim Tams.
Fuck this game.
Check out the Film Vault with Brian and Anderson and ongoing with the Adam Carolla, who I guess has the week off, which is why we got to have you guys here, so that worked out nice. And anything else that I'm missing?
No, man, thanks. Listen to the Film Vault. I appreciate
it. Okay, good.
Thank you, Doug. I wish you nothing but the best.
Will you wait your turn?
They're from Australia.
I don't see them here.
Rory, anything? Plug-wise?
What's that?
Any plugs? Got any road gigs?
The FYF Festival is the end of the month. So people should come to
Fuck
it.
You, fuck festival?
Fuck. Yeah. Yes.
FYF?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Fuck Your Friends?
That's here in LA, right?
Fuck Your Friends
Fuck
Festival.
Your Friends Fest.
Bring your friends. Fuck all. It's Sunday. Sunday, Sunday. Fuck your friends.
I don't want to go.
Legit. Why did they add that? Why did they make... I don't want a good fuck.
That's the weirdest tag to that commercial. I guess it's just their way to go, well, we tried to show an appointing...
both sides.
Tried to show an opposite viewpoint at the end. Todd, we got any... I know you got road stuff coming up because you canceled Bumbershoot.
Yes.
To go out on the road with Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan, yes. And then,
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. all my regular club dates.
Oh, yeah. Go check him out at his regular club dates, everybody.
I can't list them all.
He counts on people just wandering by and going, Todd might be in here.
Oh, and I'm going on, I'm going back, I'm doing the Louis C.K. tour, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that's really fun, yeah. I got to see you open for him once. That was a delight. And Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Is her podcast?
Yes, that's my podcast.
Try to mention your podcast every once in a while, Todd.
You know what?
Todd Glass podcast.
I come on that fun. I don't need to. I'm not. You know, I don't got to promote my stuff. I'm doing just fine. Todd Glass show though.
I do. I do.
And
got
I sold
to promote
a book.
My stuff.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
She
and
has t-shirts that she didn't know about.
No, I knew about them.
You
guys
you
didn't know.
Where can you
the
get them?
Well, the t-shirts I'm not selling right now.
Oh, okay. So
I haven't figured out what they're old. They're from when I used to do the Ustream show. They're classics. They're in the vault. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with the remainders yet.
Only Todd has one of her t-shirts, so you know who to
That's right.
jump after
it's
the
special.
Show.
A collector's origin.
Jordan, you hit him with the baseball. Item. The other guy, show up with donuts.
And sometimes I do my podcast live, so come to that.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to a comedy club and Todd's not performing that night, just wait around. Maybe I will with Doug. Maybe.
I remember what this said. Somebody put their shithead on their phone, and then, of course, it went off, and now I don't know the code to get back into
Maybe
it.
Maybe they don't use a code.
So instead of trying to get back into it, I'm just going to smash it.
That's not mine.
No, but I remember what it said.
I'm
going to write it down because Todd's going to make me forget right now.
It might be Brooks.
Okay.
Brooke,
thank you, guys.
Phone?
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Doug.
Rory, you doing some last-minute crowd work?
I'm trying to get that phone back to its rightful owner.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke, is it you? I'm so sorry. I
Don't
lost.
Get their phone. Don't
Where
get their
are you
phone.
Going,
oh,
boy?
Oh, there you go. He's got his phone. He's got his phone. Okay, wow, that was close.
That guy stole the phone.
He's very nimble about it.
Let's hear it for my guests, everybody. About 8 minutes over. And as always, just put the mic down, Todd. There you go. As always, Gina Flamio is a shithead. Bane's voice is a shithead. Do you know what Bane is, Todd? Don't pick your mic up. And remakes of 80s classics is a shithead.
Now it's time to build a bunch of butter hockey. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, but